This is a sampling of what some young people are posting on TikTok.
You know what it never was? That's serious.
You got me there.
This boy be in my DM say I'm pretty.
It's kind of the soundtrack for most teenagers' life. Now, TikTok is starting to limit how much time people under 18 can spend scrolling the app. It says it'll help kids be more intentional about screen time, but the limits aren't hard to get around. We called up Yelena Ketsmanowicz. She's a psychologist who works with adolescents. I asked her if the new settings make a difference.
It's not enough. I think it's not enough because, you know, it's almost like asking adult, let's say, you know, any of us, right? Any of us adults being in the middle of a slot machine game, right? Or, you know, in the middle of it and maybe you're winning, you're on a good streak and it's middle of the night and your defenses are down. And then, you know, something shows up, you know, in front of a slot machine saying, oh, you've been too long. It's middle of the night. Maybe you should reconsider. And how many people would stop, you know? Yeah. So it's not just teens. I think teens get bad rap that they don't have much self-control. But I really don't think this is that much about teens not having self-control. I think it's about, you know, design of social media that's basically like slot machines.
If TikTok contacted you and said that you get to decide how long kids are allowed to spend on TikTok, what would you say?
Well, it's hard to put a number on it, but I would say in any given sitting, not more than 15 minutes. We know that going down these very unhelpful and hurtful rabbit holes is particularly pernicious. Past 15 minutes, you get into worse and worse and worse psychological state. And we know that it's much more helpful actually to be on it twice a day for 15 minutes than being, you know, one sitting for half an hour. So I would say maybe twice a day for 15 minutes, that's it. You know, the longer you stay on it, some research has shown you tend to get more extreme content. And psychologically, you end up in this space where you really feel compulsively you have to now go on and on and on.
What do you hear from teens and tweens that you work with about how they believe TikTok affects their mental well-being?
You know, what's really interesting is that most of them, more than 50% of them, I would say, and very aware that this is not helpful. I would say majority of our teens are aware that this is not helping. And yet they say, but I can't help it. And also there's FOMO. I don't like it. I know it puts me in a worse mood. I feel really yucky in the morning, especially if I'm doing it until middle of the night and it's replacing my sleep, or during the day it's replacing any other activities that might be actually purposeful and meaningful and joyful, right? I feel terrible. And yet, what am I missing? I can't do it. Everybody else is using it. I have to be on it. So there is this compulsion on one hand, and also this sense that if I'm not doing it, I'll really be left out. Right? But there is a sense this is not helping me.
It kind of sounds like what I would read about people being worried about when television first came into our living rooms, that people would spend too much time watching television. And then when people weren't watching television, they felt like they were missing out on what was on television.
Well, I think there are two sides to that. On one hand, I hear what you're saying. You know, it could be just a new technology, and us oldies are saying, oh my God, you know, this is terrible. You know, when I was young, you know, we had nothing like that. So it is possible that it's enough time passes that, you know, these young generations that are growing up now, they will become just so used to it and, you know, so familiar, and that's potentially more skillful at limiting the usage and not getting trapped in rabbit holes without wanting to get trapped in rabbit holes, right? It is possible. It is possible. On the other hand, I would say that there are features, they are very, very well designed to keep users engaged, to keep them often not feeling great about themselves so that they stay longer on it, because, of course, that's when you get exposed to the online ads, right? The purpose is just get you on it and keep you on it as long as possible. There are psychologists, honestly, they're colleagues of mine. I know some of them who work for big tech and companies that designed, you know, video games, but also all the social media. So there's a lot of basically psychologists, there's a lot of behavioral scientists working behind the scenes to make this as addictive as possible. You know, and that was not true for TV, right?
The Chinese version of TikTok is a lot more restrictive than what's being proposed for the U.S. For example, 40-minute daily max for users under 14 with no access between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. So what should that tell us about what China thinks about TikTok's influence on kids?
All I can say to that is that that idea sounds great. This idea that it shuts off during certain periods, I think that absolutely should be the case. I think that absolutely should be the case. That's one of our main suggestions to families in general, as you know, 9, 10, 11, whatever it is in the evening, everything, just technology should shut off. And the access to social media in the bedroom of teens or tweens until wee hours of the morning is incredibly, incredibly harmful.
So if China is restricting their TikTok users, their kids who use TikTok more than anywhere else, it makes me wonder what China knows that I don't know.
Well, that reminds me of is there are a lot of reports of Silicon Valley executives who, you know, in their own home or in the, you know, schools in Silicon Valley have what among the stringest restrictions against this. I think that should tell us something.
Yelena Kecmanowicz is a psychologist who leads a practice group of clinicians working with young people. She also teaches at Georgetown University. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me on.